AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's up, guys? This is the second episode of Five Aside Podcast. Last time I was with my boy Shemu, and this time around we have a new addition to the team, Okbe.
Yeah.
I noticed last time we didn't really do a great job in introducing ourselves individually, so I think we'll take turns this time around. So I'm Chidalu, Nigerian based in Atlanta, and I support Arsenal. Been supporting Arsenal since I was probably since 2004, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching football all my life.
Well, I think
2004 is when I would say I became an Arsenal fan after they won the league, though. So I wouldn't say I've experienced any league success yet.
Yeah, man.
Shit,
crazy.
So, Shewin, your turn.
Yeah, I'm Shewin. Based in Milwaukee. I'm a Manchester United fan for life.
Wow.
It's been a rough last 10 years, 11 years, but you know, yeah.
All right. Do you want to say how you started supporting Man U?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've been supporting Man U since 2005. Fell in love with Man U because of Ronaldo and Rooney. Like, those guys really cemented my being a Man U fan before. I was just like a football watcher, you know. Like Barcelona, especially during that period, Ronaldinho, you know. But like, I'll say Man U, my uncles influenced me low-key, but Ronaldo and Rooney, when I watch them, football said, to leave my club.
So you're Ronaldo, Rooney fan first?
I'll say they navigated me towards supporting Man U. You understand? Like, they were very enjoyable to watch. But like, honestly speaking, I don't want to go and now identify as Barcelona fan, but I like Barcelona just because of Ronaldinho. You understand?
That's interesting.
Just then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are weird. Open your tone. You guys are a weird bunch. Open your tone.
Yeah. My name is Okwe. I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia. I support Arsenal. The way I started supporting Arsenal was... Basically, my uncle is really damn good. Like, watching football.
I don't know what that whole five.
All these 97 guys, like, I see that 2004-5, that's when we started. Because, cartoon, watch all this normal stuff. But, like, 9, 10, your uncles will influence you.
My uncle used to live with us, because
it's
them
that
used to watch people crazy. Saturday. You can't watch anything else. You watch football right for us.
No, me, I loved it, though. That's about the same time, 2004-2005. I know I didn't also watch all the games. I just knew Arsenal were popping. Mm-hmm. I still get to sleep. Brazil don't win league.
Yeah.
And Henry, then 2006 Champions League final. Before then, though, I was a Ronaldinho fan, I would say, but not necessarily like a football in any club. So I actually watched 2006 final, kind of supporting Ronaldinho, but as the match went on, I wanted Henry and Arsenal to win. As that same game went on, even though I stayed that match, kind of supporting Ronaldinho. So, well, anyway, so next I would say, who are your favorite footballers? I guess Shewin don't already answer your own. Ronaldo.
Honestly, funny enough, I'm a weird person, looking in the sense of like, I like Ronaldo. Smart and I've acknowledged that Messi is the better player. Like, you just have to sometimes address it. But who do I like? It's Ronaldo I like. But I think Messi is actually better.
See, why I say you guys are kind of weird in the sense. I feel like most Arsenal fans I encounter, I end up being kind of liking Barcelona and Messi. And most Man U fans I meet usually support Madrid and Ronaldo. But Obe, Obe is like the opposite, and you're also the opposite.
Yeah.
You know what's funny now? Sorry, okay. You want to go ahead?
Me personally, I think I have a bias towards like maybe what people would call like aesthetically pleasing players. Like you can tell my first favorite player was Ronaldinho. And like Delima. So you can probably tell the kind of
You have surpassed ideas.
Yeah, you see Messi, I liked him because of like how efficient and effective he was, regardless of his like his all this nimble change of pace, dribbling style. But I preferred watching Ronaldinho, Neymar for some reason. You get I like players.
Dribbling flair and dribbling carry ball, like they're just different. Like Grealish, you see Grealish? Grealish can carry ball. He doesn't do all the tricks, but he will beat the man and go around. But
yeah, I agree.
I think you like Neymar and like Vinicius, Musiala can, you know, drop the guy.
Yeah.
Sugar, at the end of the day, it's about progressing the ball forward. So, but if you, I mean, I think if you beat someone, I still have a preference for players who actually beat players. Like, if you actually beat them, you kind of open spaces.
Definitely. You know.
You get, I don't, whatever Grealish does in Man City is good for them, but I don't really like watching that thing, honestly. But, anyway, yeah, so, now, I guess I already know all of people's goods, so there's no point in asking. Now, what's this last weekend games?
Premier League, FA Cup.
Yeah. Both now.
What's all of them now?
I don't say, Man U guys, this was a sad weekend. Bittersweet, I would say, or bittersweet, Peter. Which one is it called now?
Because you guys won.
It was a glorious victory. Are you happy about it?
Bro, happy. I'm in this Ten Hag out group. I don't even know the guys. A bunch of Nigerians that just don't like Ten Hag.
Oh,
let me inside. Yeah. Bro. When that thing was crazy, guys were like, why did they remove Garnacho? Why did they not remove Rashford? I'm just thinking, like, this is 3-0. I already know what bad. Like, I recognize that man is bad. But I'm like, this is 3-0. Now, what's that? Just want to protect lead. Let's, you know, rest Garnacho. The best play the love game.
Yeah. You should protect lead.
Now, this was at 3-0 now.
3-0. What I mean is that
not necessarily protect me, but like the game is done. Let us rest players. You understand?
Exactly.
Like, there's no way these guys are coming back. This Coventry, they've lost 18 games in the championship. Bro, I see 3-1. I see 3-1. I see 3-2. Bro, when that 90 minutes late equalizer like, went in, guy, the group was just going off. I couldn't believe it. Guys were just shouting, guy, I don't tell you. Bro, that has to go. The mentality in that team is rubbish. It's gone. It's inexistent. Like, players are not playing for him. So that Casemiro's kind of out there. I see this guy. I could just need to sell that guy to someone Saudi or something.
One thing I would have said before self was like, even though like you could criticize the tactics and everything, but like the way Manu always came back, it made it look like the players are actually playing for him to an extent. Because they always show like passion and grit. They'll play rubbish and still come back. I don't know that like usually like signs of like, okay, the players actually fuck with the manager.
Nah. Ten Hag is like, there isn't a system. I can't defend the guy anymore. His recruitment is poor. Talent is poor. Like, it's almost like he doesn't understand the league. Seriously. So, I just need the guy out because mentality is just... I was so embarrassed. One penalty shootout, that was a stupid loss now.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be more embarrassed at the players, though? Shouldn't you be more embarrassed at the players, though? You are leading 3-0.
Yeah, but it's a mentality thing now. It's a mentality thing, like the representation of the manager to me. Because it's like, you see no nonsense managers, they come out, they will shout at you. So you know, okay, this manager is not the one, this player's at home is him, but how good does he look?
No, but I think he'd be disciplining guys now. Discipline Ronaldo.
Bro.
Sancho.
Nah.
Let's say Varane, full of self.
The thing about Ten Hag, Sancho, and this, they're all controversial. Like, you never know what's really happening. Like, the old Ronaldo one is whether he presses, he doesn't press. It's not that Ronaldo wasn't training well. He never said Ronaldo is not really part of the system. He couldn't say that. So it's like, Ronaldo's always just, I'm trying to play people that are better designed to my style of play. But he did that well and was disrespecting Ronaldo. Like, you can't bring Ronaldo against Spurs, like, you're winning 2-0, that's third minute. You're bringing in, you know, debutants and you want to bring in Ronaldo.
What about Sancho?
That was deliberately being disrespectful to me. Therefore, Sancho is like, of course, that's what I'm saying. Is like, we don't really know exactly what happened. To see, I did that this year, I'll be like, Ten Hag, the one that's lying. But I feel like Ten Hag also has favorites in the team. Like, you can drop Rashford. Rashford doesn't perform. Rashford is so overhyped. I don't want to get into that Rashford boy. But there are a lot of things that he has done that I can see, okay, yeah, this guy are not being fair. Like, Anthony too wasn't registering.
There are times he's dropped Rashford, though.
Bro. If he drops Rashford, it's not because of football. It's more because of Rashford came later. He went to party. Rashford has not been dropped for football reasons, and he should be dropped for football reasons. Like, if you substitute Garnacho and say, oh, Garnacho, you're not pressing, you're not defending on this wing, then you're clearly not looking at Rashford. That's what I'm saying. Like, the guy's an unfair manager. It's too bad.
You know something I also noticed, yeah, because I was watching Leao recently. And his body, the way he looks on the pitch, like, he doesn't press, he sticks to that left side. Kind of reminds me of Rashford. So I also suspect that those might be like
modern day wingers.
Coach, what the coach told them to do, coach instructions, actually.
Bruh.
No, see how Rashford stays on the left wing and, like, doesn't actually participate sometimes even in, like, build up play and pressing and whatever. Leao does the same thing, though. So all these Man U fans also want Leao. Won't he? Oh, but they'll crucify that guy because he even looks more lazy.
But the thing is, like, the lazier than Rashford. I think Rashford's attacking game is overrated. Like, he can't be a player effectively. I'm telling you. Rashford and Smith, he don't look back, they give Luke Shaw ball. Like, we're actually missing Luke Shaw this season. That's another creative player in our team that, you know, works with Bruno to facilitate play, man. Like, any small thing, this finger's on the play ball back. Like, football is so robotic now. So I feel for all these kids now, watching football, just seeing system. They didn't see Dinho, they didn't see all these players we saw express themselves. Everything is just play what your coach wants. Game is dead, right?
We can blame Guardiola for that one.
Sure.
But wait, so how would you share the responsibility for Man U's predicament? I guess pretty like 50-50 player, coach, or 60-40 Ten Hag players, which one?
I'll say, of course, partly players. Because there are players that I just feel like are not good enough. And the players that, of course, Ten Hag didn't sign, are not good enough. That's not Ten Hag's fault, you understand? So it's like, me personally, I don't really like Maguire, but he can play from the back, but I don't like his defending. I don't like Rashford like that. When I now look at what Ten Hag has brought to the team to improve the team, the guy is not doing a good job either. Like, Anthony, 5 million, one-footed. Does he have that burst of pace? Like, Anthony is not quick. She's like, Anthony, poor signing. Amrabat, poor signing. Wanted to get that guy because of World Cup performance and actually buying, but because of financial fair play, we couldn't sign him. He ended up loaning him on deadline day. Thank God we've seen the rubbish he has played. We're not making that long tournament. Those are two players. Then Malasia, I don't even know where that guy is. I don't know where Malasia is. Then Lisandro Martinez.
Malasia, they're alive. I haven't heard of Malasia in a long time.
No social media interaction. Club doesn't even post about him. I don't know what's going on. Then Lisandro Martinez, that's meant to be, you know, a good player. And I've seen the way we play when that guy is around. He actually makes me see Ten Hag system a little bit, especially with Onana as our goalkeeper. When we played Arsenal that first leg, there's a way we played in the first 20 minutes. It was almost like the best pack boss. Rather than having Arsenal control the ball, Onana and Lisandro, they play 1-2 for the first 20 minutes. So it's almost like we're keeping the ball from you guys, but we went positive with it. So that's why I say reverse back boss, because it's still negative
football. They're trying to draw us inside.
Yeah. It's like we just then play that long ball.
Yeah, so I feel like like most people, I feel like I understand what Ten Hag wants to do. I just personally
you can't
feel
do
like
that for 13 games. You can't do that against all the teams.
Manchester I just United think that he doesn't have the quality of players clubs. To carry it out completely. Like that midfield that he has is very, very poor compared to what he had before in
but
Ajax.
But Ten Hag is signing the players, though.
Not all of them, though. Most of them are not really.
His club is pretty much his club at this point. If I look at that front three, his club.
With Fred and before, and who do you have now? Casemiro and this guy.
Because Casemiro is not signing when he came, though.
I think Casemiro is like, a Man U like, signing.
I feel like Casemiro is a Man U signing.
That
De Jong is
signing,
wanted.
Yeah. Because Casemiro is nothing like De Jong. And if you remember, we're linked with Rabiot. Casemiro is also nothing like Rabiot. But hey, look at Rabiot, look at De Jong, Thiago. All these guys are like Prelo, deep-lying playmakers. That's, they're defending no two.
I think
like,
he wanted a De Jong type player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, help with
their team. Defending is okay, but they're more calm at the back. You understand?
Yeah.
And in Premier League, you need to be careful getting those kind of DMs. Like, you need to know how to defend as well. So, like, you see the way Rodri can do this, but he can actually defend. He's a big boy. Like, played at Atletico Madrid, he has defended small. Rice can defend, he's playing that role for Arsenal. But you see other teams, like, they don't actually have that guy that is consistent that can actually play that role well in the Premier League. It's a very expensive role. Difficult.
Operating, you think who you blame more, Ten Hag or the players? What happened? Did they hear you?
Nobody called me.
Oh.
But yeah, like but yeah, honestly, like, I didn't think Man U. If anything, I think Man U players they were perfect for. Like the kind of system, because I remember when Ole used to coach them, it wasn't tactics, it was all players, bro. Just come, they would turn up, Rashford would do his thing. So when I started hearing all this Rashford, it actually hurts me a bit. I'm not gonna lie,
bro.
I kinda like Rashford, you know. If you
I actually like Rashford too,
yeah,
to be honest.
But I think
he's good, he's very good.
Yeah, he's been on a decline. Like lately, of course, but bro, Rashford, come on, like that's a Man U boy now, and I think personally, Shaq is Ten Hag's fault. I think Ten Hag is trying to put a system on players that's not what they're built for. So, I see the important part in Shaq in terms of listening. No, those two special. Big fan is a good center back playing. Everyone and I can handle the ball. But you know, the rest of Anthony, all those ones. I mean, there's been new Shad. Is really my signing. And it's not really Ten Hag actually pulling along the signing.
That's tough. Ten Hag is the one signing these guys. Because if they were not his ex-players, I'll say okay. But a lot of these guys, they played for him over getting them from the Dutch league. So I'm sorry, Ten Hag has a very
I feel like Anthony and Lisandro Andrew look very much like the Hag signing, Shad Loki.
Yes, Anthony's on it.
He definitely has influence. Even if he's not signing it, he has some influence.
Anthony actually is.
Even if he's not the one pulling it off, Shad, he has influence, definitely. Like, they did it because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, me, I think it's 50-50. I'm not going the easy route, but I think it's 50-50. I agree with Opel in the sense that I don't think all the players necessarily actually suit his type of football. I think if kind of forces him to play transition based football a lot, maybe that might not be what he wants to do. But even that Casemiro is, I think Casemiro is a Madrid defender. I know, he's not trying to do no tiki taka with you. You're not trying that shit. And like, he still has like some guys who are not really that great at ball playing in defense anyway. They are learning. Antony just looks like he doesn't necessarily fit how they play. Rashford wants to play on transition. Antony wants the ball to fit. He wants to carry the ball and, you know, turn around, maybe do 1-2, 1-2 and stuff like that.
But you guys, let's say the truth. Look at Spurs. Look at you guys. You got City. You have to hold the ball. What's all this transition play? If you're playing Sheffield United, they can't hold the ball. They don't have the quality to even hold the ball. So if you don't train to hold the ball, how do you play those guys? That's why when Man U plays everybody, the game is always looking like 1-1, 2-2. Anybody can win. Because we just play to the level of our opponents, because we just have that, you know, when they lose the ball, we're going to play. And that's fucked up, man. But the manager is telling me you're going to bring in a system. You are crazy if that's your system.
But I think, similar to what you were saying, when Lissandro was playing in that personal game, kind of saw what they were trying to do. I think your midfield is not the one supposed to be controlling the game. I think you wanted to like more defensive players that are good on the ball.
Yeah.
We are not signing with the chance. Even in Ajax,
he was leaving his central midfield exposed too back then. In Champions League, did you see that interview with him and this Dutch legend where he was criticizing him because of that? You know, because I think it was like one team. I think it was Juventus. One Champions League game, they exposed Ajax a lot. But even though Ajax eventually won that game. So like, you can't do that.
It's probably Juventus.
Yeah, it's probably Juventus that he was exposed a lot, that they just missed a lot of chances. Yeah, and everything. So I think he does what he's doing in mind. I think that's what he wants to do. But I don't think he's not that successful because of maybe his ball carriers are just have less quality a little bit, especially in midfield.
I'm missing Lissandro. I can't even lie.
They've been to two finals.
That's not the better one.
He actually said they can win City in the
final. He said they've been to two finals. Ateta has not been to anyone.
Well, you see, this is the problem with like stats and like this is why you can't watch football on paper. Because like last year when we made that final, I was not telling my friends like, well, Arsenal has gotten to a better level than we have now. It's like, you know, they have things in place, a system in place. That cutting edge, and you guys are winning trophies. You understand? If you want to know how well your team is, you look at the league, see how many games they win. Look at my goal difference now. -1. What? Guy, please, nah, come on. So when my fans are laughing at Arsenal right now, I'm like, you guys, honestly speaking, maybe I'm just a serious fan. But it's like, I still know Arsenal is better than us. And it's not just all this pleasure for a moment, you know, just win. You actually need to build a team. But yeah, it's like, now, let's say we want to sell Odegaard, we want to sell Saka, we want to sell Martinelli. You're collecting millions for these guys. But if you come to Man U, how much do you sell? Buy one soccer, 50 mil. We just let him go free. Our players are getting worse within the team. And I think, like, as a manager, you should be trying to manage, like, the title series, like, improve, keep it up, compete. Come on, guy, all this, just win one trophy, claim out, win one trophy and hide your shame. Guys, it's not the will. It's not the will. My friends, it's not the will.
What do you think of Bruno?
I think Bruno is a player that may not even fit the Hag system. Honestly speaking, because Bruno is a player that I consider him reckless. Because, you know, fans are just saying, why Bruno they play this ball? Why Bruno they do this? Why Bruno they do that? But I'm like, if Bruno is playing with players that are good, I have the same, you know, I'm the same wavelength as him, you won't complain. When Bruno wasn't dropping as deep and Pogba was behind him, cooking for him, Bruno was scoring goals, creating assists better.
That's what I'm saying. I feel they should just leave this. They are wanting to play in this like that way and just focus on being a transition based team. Yeah. Honestly,
and I think that's what it's actually, you might actually trying to them. Do. Like, if you are trying to hold the ball at the back, you know, ping it around for that kind of ball. If you have Bichar at the back, and you have like another decent center back, you'll be able to play the pass with the ball. Honestly. Like,
you need place on the back.
I think last season that's what he tried. Yeah. I think last season he did that actually because the only problem was against small teams. Small teams also want to sit back like you, so that was why they'd be struggling against small teams. But against big teams, well.
Listen to what he said. Let's say there are 13 teams. Mine is better than. Who may be? That's 26 games. That's 26 games of uncertainty. Where your system does not work out of 13. Guy. Mind you, Ten Hag got his first win against the top 16 this season. First away win against the top 16 this season. So that already shows you that away games are also not something we even try to win. Then it's just the home games where we will now draw and win. How many points does that give us? Guy, the fact that our goal difference is negative one after 32 games. Guy, Man United. Bro, that's bad.
Anyway, more move away from Man U.
I swear, make a note to
vex. How do you guys see Chelsea's, Omo? My opinion, Shah, City looked knackered.
Honestly speaking, them playing 120 minutes on Wednesday and playing on Saturday game.
Definitely play the rule.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I feel like Premier League should do a better job, Shah, in like arranging this thing for us to help English teams better a little bit in all these competitions.
Yeah.
I saw that PSG and Co.
The facts.
I don't think it's Premier League. I think City go find every fucking competition. So,
but Chelsea didn't play any game midweek. Man U and Coventry could have played Saturday and City just played Sunday. You know what I mean? They could have just rearranged it somehow, considering that City plays Champions League.
Yeah, one more day.
PSG's games are cancelled for League One.
Wow.
For Champions League,
they don't play.
Yeah,
France only have one Champions League now as a country.
They're trying to get that shit. This is it. But, I mean, I don't know how to judge that game because, like, City just looked out of it. And Chelsea looked really, it looks good. I won't say they played brilliantly, though, but, like, they looked way better than Man City.
Because they had clear-cut chances. When I saw that Jackson chance in the first half, and he rounded the keeper. Guy, when he came back, I'm like, this guy thinks he's playing a game that he can just do this thing. Guy, he took your chance. This is Man City, bro.
Jackson is a weird player because I won't lie. Like, I guess he gives me Jesus vibes a little bit because he actually knows how to play. He be balling.
He can
like,
play, Sean.
He balls out till it's time to actually score.
He cannot finish. He can't tell.
He did run the keeper off well.
And he's always trying to do that.
Yeah, he's always never trying to shoot. The fact that you don't have confidence in one on one, spot and saving it, he cannot finish.
I swear,
he might learn. He's very young. I saw Drogba sending him words of encouragement before Arsenal's game. And that's ominous.
Oh, you guys play when?
We'll play them tomorrow.
Oh,
didn't go hot.
And Drogba is telling him to keep his head strong, that he can do this. Omo, yo, I'm like, wait, no, don't give this guy a ginger. He's before Arsenal. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You so come on. After saying he cannot finish, that's how he must go hat trick against Arsenal.
I'm looking dreading for sure. I can't even lie against Arsenal, but continue podcast, man.
Yeah.
You say you're dreading Spurs?
No, Pochettino, looking his tactics.
That scared me.
Chelsea can play.
Chelsea actually have a squad.
They just need maturity. I'm telling you, once they find out the right tactics, everybody's taking their chances. They'll start scoring. They'll win games.
I'm telling you, I really don't be this all the porch slander. I watch their games. They just need finishing touches. Yeah. They actually be creating chance. They create bucket loads of chance. They see, according to like let's say XG table, the two biggest anomalies in the entire table is Chelsea and Man U. Based on like chances created and chances they score, blah blah blah. This Man U should not be anywhere close to that.
Man U create chances
Chelsea
created.
Should, chances created.
They are very low.
Okay, I was like, I'm not sure you know they create.
They should not be anywhere in that top six, but Chelsea should be way ahead of where they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
So they just look, they look like, I think they are one of the most underperforming teams in the entire league.
Yeah.
Based on like Chelsea, what they actually create.
They don't finish.
Like, I don't really admit it to Chelsea fans, but some ways they actually kind of scare me.
They are so unpredictable. The depth is worrying as well. Like, when you look at the kind of talent on that team, let them mature, let them learn. Guy, then go show everybody paper. That's why they're giving them ETA contracts now. They know now. Either you suffer with us, or you play well, and it's like we're able to sell you. It's like win-win for everybody.
Yeah. But anyway, they are probably going to still lose tomorrow, though. So that's fine.
Guy, if Liverpool signed that Caicedo guy, they would have won this league this year, easy.
Caicedo, honestly, he hasn't impressed me that much.
No, Caicedo is very good. And I'm looking at the fact that they bought McAllister. So McAllister and Caicedo just carry that chemistry into Liverpool like that.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Because Klopp is a different manager as well. And like, mindset when you enter a kind of team that is already winning is also different. Understand? So,
I feel like Klopp can ginger anybody to play. Klopp can ginger me self to be Neymar.
Names I be bringing up, bro.
Bro, all these under 15 people could just enter. Next thing, these boys are balling as if.
Those niggas are playing better than Reece Nelson and this and that. I felt like them, they even started all this metro that they played.
Those guys, they've reached their peak. Reece Nelson has reached his peak. You can't expect more from that guy.
He has reached his prime.
He doesn't have any more to offer. Like that's
Reece Nelson get
the best version. He never picked anything.
Reece Nelson has been developing since.
He's still upcoming.
You see that? I saw like a silly tweet on tweets like yesterday where I guess from all these tweets from X, what are they called it? The guy was like, I hope Arteta rotates with this team, Smith Rowe, Reece Nelson, but against Chelsea. I'm like, are you people mad? You know, say, are you aware we are trying to win the league? You're saying rotate,
who
say Dico, which are we rotate? Eh?
Who the else?
That's like Arsenal fan. One Arsenal fan tweeted. Like,
I'm saying who's home? Like Chelsea or Arsenal?
Arsenal is home.
Okay.
I'm like, you're trying to rotate.
You guys win that game.
There are those five games left. You want to rotate and bring in Smith Rowe and Vieira to replace Odegaard and this thing. Bro, that's so foolish. A lot of our fans in this sense. I don't even lie.
Right now, I think the best player, our best players, tell them,
no matter what happens, even if you retire after this season, you go make money, no worry. You have one trophy.
Of course now.
It's your all, bro. Like, it is any time to your all. It's right now. Like, you have five games left.
Yeah.
No matter how tired you are, just tough it out, man. Like, except you won't die if you go to. But like, if you just tiredness, just play out your skins, man.
No, this tattoo is sweet. Forget to. You guys have no distractions, really, because you know City FA Cup final, which is very far. Just focus on this league.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to improve
goal
difference.
They actually made me proud on Saturday. At least Saturday was kind of a game they usually just. I expected us to lose after losing after many games.
I don't think we're going to lose because Wolves has injury right now.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to lose that game.
Do you remember last season? I was hoping we know. I was just scared because of last season. After that Southampton match, I've been a That Liverpool 2-2, West Ham 2-2.
Yeah.
I did not expect us to draw points against those guys.
Because Southampton no day league again. You know, the last position you guys
I did not expect us to draw points against them. So this Wolves match gave me that kind of feeling. You know, so we hadn't dropped us faster than how many games historically. They all of a sudden we now drop points there.
I think that
was the same vibe. Say we've not lost them in how many games. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's not the break record. Every time we don't need break record.
Yeah. I mean, confidence in, you know, even our players. Actually, last season,
I think last season was Saliba.
So, yeah. But I think our fixtures are more difficult, In this last round.
You guys are playing hitters. Playing Chelsea, you're playing Spurs, United, like rivals. Sure, Everton, you get us there again, deal. Especially when they're looking for points.
For points right now. So, four by five, I'm like,
I hope we win though, so I'll just relax and watch Everton versus Liverpool.
It's not even Liverpool.
I want to just relax and watch Everton versus Liverpool.
I want you guys to win this league. I hope
we win it though. So waiting be.
If Liverpool die.
What's your prediction for? For tomorrow game now.
Tomorrow game.
Yeah. Arsenal Chelsea. Arsenal versus Chelsea.
Sure, we have to go.
Let me see. Chelsea's game is very unpredictable. That's the problem. Because they'll just make it close. But just because it's Emirates, I'll say Chelsea must score, sure.
Chelsea must score.
2-1. I'll say 2-1 or 3-1 Arsenal.
They usually turn up. They've turned up against all the big teams this season. So it's going to be tough.
Arsenal.
I know that for sure.
2-1
Arsenal. Yeah. Yeah. I think we can be honestly.
Because Palmer is converting.
Palmer is converting.
Palmer is not starting. All right, my prediction will be 3-0.
If Palmer is not starting, then 4-0, 5-0.
If Palmer is not playing shit, bro.
Hopefully, I don't regret this small laughter I just had.
We'll see, guys. To be honest, at this point, the fact that City is still like probably going to win their own games too. I mean, yeah, they can drop points. Being at the game, I'll talk about the game. I talk about the game. I talk about the game.
That's true.
And I'm so sure, Man City will still draw one more game. The problem with the league is like
something.
When Man City drops, that's the same weekend Liverpool and Arsenal. Now say let's drop two, and that's what gets that's my fans fear. Upset.
I think Man City will still drop points, but my biggest fear is that all of us will still drop points.
Ah man,
yeah, bro.
I still have Arsenal winning the league, sure. By the odd points, I think I'll have Arsenal coming first, Mast second, Liverpool third. My prediction.
Who is second?
I think Mast will come second, Liverpool come third.
Who is your fourth to finish top four at Champions League? Villa, right?
For Champions League, I actually have Villa.
I had
Brighton at the end of the season, beginning of the season, but that did not go well.
I didn't even know how Brighton fell off.
They are playing Europe now for the first time. All these people that play 38 league games, it's sweet when you play only 38 league games. When you play 50, 40 something, it's a different ballgame. You have to learn. This is Ansu Fati, you didn't see them, man. And Sissoko going to the beginning of the season, like, So, like, they didn't really get to use their main squad.
Yeah, I have Villa finishing fourth, though. The reason is because I know Tottenham still has to play all the three big boys.
I see Tottenham.
I don't see them winning every match.
Chelsea sixth.
No, I see Tottenham finishing fifth for sure.
I think they dropped a lot.
Their form improved small, Sha.
Spurs?
Yeah.
Their form has improved small compared to like the last three. Oh, did they lose? Wait, okay, is it Newcastle? Yeah, Newcastle beat them, right?
They cooked them like four now.
They cooked them.
Oh, Newcastle have you? Oh, damn.
And even before then, I think they lost that game too.
Ah,
wow.
Nico Van de Ven, oh my god, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Newcastle game.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, Nico Van de Ven, no. I don't think Spurs played this weekend. I can't remember their game.
Yeah, it was.
This past weekend.
Oh, they didn't play.
They didn't play this past weekend. They didn't play last weekend.
No.
It was last weekend.
Anyway, I see them fifth, yeah. I see Villa finishing fourth.
I don't mind.
And I still have, just like earlier in the season, I still have Chelsea. I'll leave my Chelsea finishing sixth.
Over Man U. Over Man U.
Mikael, what was your Man U prediction for the season? There's no way we're not in top four.
I did have them in top six.
You're joking.
I'm serious. I didn't have them in top six.
Yeah, you had Liverpool in your top six.
You had Liverpool in your top six.
Yeah, I have them top three.
Are you serious? I don't like it. Just because of their transfer, like, transfer business. I just thought Liverpool struggle. Just a lot of things happening in the summer.
They bought a lot of midfielders now. Last year, midfield was poor.
But not a solid DM. And they just rushed and bought into, like, deadline.
The reason I had them top three, is that last season, they were so terrible. But half the second part, niggas knew they could not lose the name game anymore. They went from mid-table to fifth now.
Why you almost
they finished
to top
very
four.
Strongly. Yeah, I mean, see, Liverpool finished very strongly last season. That's why I was a bit worried about them.
Okay.
Even this Villa surprised me, but I should not have been surprised because the two best teams, I think, last year, half of the season, like last season, were Aston Villa and Liverpool. They barely lost any game. I think Emery went the whole year almost without winning something
year,
like that.
And Aston Villa. First, second last year. From January to December.
Yep. So this, their season form should not even really surprise us. Because you remember the time we finished fifth? We were the strongest team at the at that year. So I was these teams that finished the year, like start the year, like the new year, strongly. And played the whole, like that year strongly. They usually end up playing well the next season. That's what I've been noticing for the past couple of seasons now. It doesn't always look like that, for sure. But so it's Aston Villa and Arsenal. Arsenal, that year we missed Champions League. I don't think us doing well the next season should have been that much of a surprise. Surprise based on our form.
You guys are mad
kind of, we kind of capitulated. Because we are doing well that year, that season became fifth. We actually just capitulated. But we are pretty good.
Yeah.
Who removed you guys from Mexico?
I don't know why I'm seeing this. It's also Villa West Ham kind of team.
Yeah.
That's why you guys messed up. That's why your fans are angry. But if Arteta probably puts more energy in that competition, you guys will be as far as we are right now.
Honestly, don't mind. We have the most FA Cups.
Yeah.
If anything, we'll go with Carabao instead.
I don't mind us leaving FA Cup. I actually even locally wanted us to drop from all those small competitions.
It's Carabao that I want. I want us to win more of that one. Because Carabao finishes early, so...
But don't you want to just reward your performance and reward like your progress with like, you know, silverware?
I agree. I see that.
Because all these plastic fans that are like Mateta, Tino, my United 2 finals, like you can't even get us. Those are not good Arsenal fans. Those are not fans you want in your club. I'm telling you, man.
Let them go and support on that team. But like, I'm happy that Arteta has one FA Cup, sure. At least, if anything, may you hold that one. Nah, I just want us to.
But you know what's interesting? And that's what Ten Hag is doing. Winning without your system. And having issues and having issues. You see how you guys won Community Shield, you won FA Cup, but you guys didn't really perform. It's like you just played back three competitions. Just let's just get something. It's like, I don't want to say it's easier to win like that, but. Win with your system.
Win with your system.
That's just what I'm trying to say. Because Ten Hag too, he has not been playing the system. He's just, you know, trying to make up for, make the ball happy. Play your system. Win with your system. I swear.
Yeah. For real, those are, like, I like coaches that like stick with their philosophies no matter what. See, like this Ange guy, even did they sack him and whatever, but
that doesn't care.
I actually like him.
If you watch that 4-4 game with Chelsea, and he collected 3 red cards, the guy was still playing high.
That's what I'm saying. If man,
you get in, they'll sack him. That manager, man, you get in, they'll sack him. What the time? if he goes wrong, I don't even think he would last as a Man U manager. See, Man U is a win now, win at all costs. That's why it's going to be very hard for them to have a full, like a true philosophy manager.
I mean, hopefully, though, very hard. Introduction of Ineos and its new owners, the mentality should change, and we can start like building and trust the process. A big goal.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess so the last thing to talk about, since we've pretty much covered the title race. And, wait, what are your predictions for the title? Okay.
So
you think Man U fifth?
Probably. I'm not surprised.
Is this what you guys want or what you guys think? Because that's different though. Because what I want is Arsenal. But if I'm being for real, brain is telling me City. Just because City, they better get 4, get 3. It's like, no stopping. No more competitions to worry about. In fact, they're even upset about that, which makes them more scary. So I'll just say Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Aston Villa, Spurs, Chelsea, and Man U. And the reason why I'm putting Man U 7th here is because I just think it's going to keep going worse, like just worse. Because this Coventry performance, yes, we won, but we got attacked by the media even more. So, yeah. Chelsea has a game in hand. I know Chelsea's game in hand is against Arsenal, so hopefully Chelsea lose that one. But, you know, just Man United in other areas, it's not looking like we can get top 6 at all. Especially when we've seen that Champions League is no more top 5.
It seems like we lost up, eh?
Is he there? Yeah, I think I can.
I don't see him. I think we lost him.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But yeah, the last thing I want to talk about was this Ballon d'Or predictions. Because I feel like we're going to have a interesting. This is probably one of the first Ballon d'Or we're not going to be sure. Like, there's no like a clear candidate.
It's a Euros year.
So, do you think will matter?
It depends on, you know, a few permutations now. You know, as it is now. Who will win Champions League? Who will win this and who will win that?
You say pick a top 3 right now. Who
Mbappe has
pick?
To be in that top 3 based on performance. For understand, sure. Based on performance. If Bayern win that Champions League, Harry Kane is also going to be in the top 3. But I don't think he'll win it. Just because of that Bayern Leverkusen dominance in their league. Then, of course, that one is top notch. Everywhere they are working hard.
Did you watch the last game? He balled the fuck out.
The Barcelona game.
Yeah, he played pretty well.
I didn't watch that game.
Before he scored, he played pretty well.
But I'll say, like,
he's beat them 2 times this season. Right now, I would say he's the leading candidate. I think my top 3 will be Bellingham, Mbappe, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, me too.
I think it's really good.
Like, say, internet don't carry okay. But anyway, I feel like we've covered most of today's topics, yeah.
Guy, it's one more thing we want us to cover. Major topic. Guy, that Nottingham Forest penalty claim. Like, yes, it's unprofessional for a club to go out and say, oh, yes, yes. Like, really, that sounded like a parody tweet. Like, where you just read it, like, this guy's a Luton fan. But, guy, that last one from Ashley Young, guy, that was a penalty. Even that first one was a penalty, too. It's just the handball that can let go. So it's like, this thing has been happening to Nottingham Forest. Guy, I watched Nottingham Forest games. This thing happens to them a lot. So as this thing is happening to them, yeah, what is the Premier League doing to actually assure them, okay, we're going to fix this? Especially when it keeps happening to them. They can't understand it. They can't take it anymore. I understand I'm professional, but seriously, Premier League needs to also fix that shit because Everton is fighting relegation, Luton is fighting relegation. You need to get your calls right in those games.
Even though, because I know Wolves had a lot of slanderous decisions against them this season. Probably one of the most safe.
My God, they started the season like that. The Onana, the no foul.
Yeah, that punch. There are so many. It's not just that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Nottingham, I saw the Nottingham tweets, but honestly, even the all these like points deduction towards the end of the season, that was messed up.
It is messy.
I'm heavily against that.
Mm-hmm.
That. But those ones, you know, me, I don't want to sound like a my team is top of this run. It's fighting for title. Only if I can be bothered too much with all these other small teams.
Of course not, though. It's just because it was like big talk this weekend, like, you know, the officiating and everything. So
yeah, they need to sort that out.
Yeah, they need to.
Like this point deduction stuff. I don't know why that it just leaves a bad, like a sour taste in my mouth. Like, wow, this team should be doing like on a footballing like convo. They should be at a higher position than they actually are.
Yeah,
kind of makes me feel kind of weird, especially like City is getting away with theirs. But I know there
exactly
are more technicalities they need that. I might not understand from a law point of view. So,
because why are they taking so long to make a decision and to, you know?
I guess because it's higher, you know, has higher gravitas or whatnot.
It also, and the kind of lawyers that City hired for that case right now, probably the best in sports management, sports law.
True.
Well,
anyway, though, it was a nice conversation. I don't think OPEC would join, probably because of, I don't know, internet issues. He says he's trying to join back, but he can't.
Yes,
but yeah, it was a nice episode. It was nice talking to you, Shane.
Yeah, can't wait to
hopefully
be here
we catch up.
Time.
Hopefully, we catch up at the end of the week to see if our predictions are correct and to see how much the league has changed. I'm pretty sure. Hopefully, nothing changes and Arsenal stays first. But
look at this guy.
We go talk later.
All right, now, yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah, bye.
All right.